Students, dean behaved like dog shit. Federal judge shouted down at Stanford Law School. By Brecken F. Teese on March 11, 2023. Conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Kyle Duncan was shouted down by Stanford Law School students and faculty during a Federalist Society event on campus Thursday evening. Duncan, speaking with the Washington Free Beacon, said the raucous crowd treated their peers like dog shit, and called on the school to discipline the disruptive students and fire Associate Dean for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Tyrion Steinbach, who joined the mob. Nearly 100 students joined in to chastise the Trump appointee, who described the disruption as a bizarre therapy session from hell. If enough of these kids get into the legal profession, the rule of law will descend into barbarism, Duncan continued. After some time, Duncan was escorted out of the building by federal marshals due to the students' abhorrent behavior. Watch. Judge Duncan event at Stanford from Ethics and Public Policy Center on Vimeo. Steinbach decided to air her grievances to Duncan in a lengthy written statement. For many people at the law school who work here, who study here, and who live here, your advocacy, your opinions from the bench, land as absolute disenfranchisement of their rights, she said, adding that she was so uncomfortable up here. It's uncomfortable to say that for many people here, your work has caused harm, she continued. Duncan, who argued the Burwell v. Hobby Lobby case before the Supreme Court before his appointment, seemed amazed at the situation and could be seen shaking his head. So, you've invited me to speak here, and I've been heckled nonstop, Duncan said at the meeting, where he was asked to speak about coronavirus mandates and guns. Steinbach said she wanted more speech, not less, but did nothing when students started shouting before Duncan could even get a word in to respond to her claims. In my view, this was a setup, she was working with students on this, Duncan told Reuters, calling it deeply uncivil behavior. According to one student member of the Federalist Society chapter, Associate Dean of Student Affairs Jory Steele, Associate Director of Student Affairs Holly Parrish, and Student Affairs Coordinator Megan Brown were in attendance and did nothing to civilize the room. Duncan was accused of myriad offenses. For example, he was called a scumbag and a liar, and accused erroneously of suppressing the voting rights of black persons. The judge confirmed that he called some of the students idiots, adding that they are hypocrites and they are bullies. According to the Free Beacon, many students were offended by Duncan's refusal to use preferred pronouns in the 2020 decision involving a transgender sex offender. Leftist students had been agitating for some time to get the event canceled. After no capitulation from the Federalist Society, the same students publicly shamed members of the organization by posting flyers with their names and faces. "Don't feel sorry for me," Duncan concluded. "I'm a life-tenured federal judge. What outrages me is that these kids are being treated like dog shit by fellow students and administrators." Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Teese.